And now in the last part of this program, here is a small excerpt from the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram of Bhagwan in June 2013. Three brothers, Ravi Kumar, Siddhartha and Amay, share about their learnings about bhajan singing that they have absorbed from Bhagwan himself.
But there's one other caution when it comes to bhava, and that is something that we all should know, and that is only bhava is not enough. Along with it, raga and tala also should be there. Because Swami, as he said, that you have to become a conduit for someone else's, not become a dam for someone else's prayers. You could either become a dam or a pipe. You have to choose. So only bhava is not enough. It's a necessary but not sufficient condition for bhajan singing. Along with that, you also need raga and tala. But the Lord is always bhava priya. And that is why people like us have got a chance to sing in front of Swami. Because if he was truly raga priya or tala priya, I don't think we would have got that opportunity to sing in front of Swami. That is what we had to tell you all about these three things, about raga, tala and bhava. With all these beautiful moments that we have had with Swami, he used to always come back to tell us that you become a flute. And that is how we all started, to become a flute in his hands. We'll just conclude with a beautiful story that we have heard many times, but nevertheless would like to repeat it here. There was a gentleman in Bangalore, long back, during the days when Swami used to stay in Bangalore and attend the Akhanda Bhajan. There was a person who walked up to Padmanabhan sir and said, showed his condition. He had pigmentation all over his body. There were white patches all over his body, and that was making him obviously not very acceptable to society. And he wanted to tell Padmanabhan sir to pray to Bhagwan to cure him of this. And Padmanabhan sir said, it is obviously between you and Bhagwan. You have to pray and Swami will surely listen. I cannot recommend. There is no recommendation with Bhagwan. And so he said, there is Akhanda Bhajan and you come for that. And so it so happened that Akhanda Bhajan was happening. Swami sat from 6 to 9 in the evening and had just come back and had just finished his dinner. And he was sitting on a cot with the entire family and he was talking to them. It had started raining outside. And suddenly Swami said, I want to go for bhajans. Come, let us go for bhajans. And Padmanabhan sir was saying, Swami, just now you have come back and tomorrow whole day is there. You will be tired. Swami, you should take rest. And Swami said, no, you get up. Come immediately. Get your car ready. We are going for bhajans. And so Swami literally dragged all of them, okay, for the bhajan session. And even as Swami was entering into this bhajan hall, this gentleman with this disease was singing, Darsh Dikhao Mere Sai Nandlala. And with his eyes closed, he sat over there in front. He did not know that Swami had arrived. There were only about 10 or 15 people seated in the bhajan hall. Swami gently swayed through the entire bhajan. And even as the bhajan ended, Swami just tapped him on his head, and in front of everyone assembled over there, all the patches of his body had vanished. That is the power of bhajans. That is the power of prayer.